Order, order.
Well, finally, to the one I love, babe, I'm coming home.
The final words in this parliament from National List MP Aaron Gilmore, who sought leave to make a short speech explaining why he had decided to resign.
Well, some of the things said about me I have found to be deeply hurtful and untrue. I accept this is one of the consequences of holding public office. I also accept, as other politicians from across the spectrum have found over the years, that when you are caught in a media storm of your own making, the only honourable thing to do is to step out of politics and attempt to rebuild a private life. The stress of dealing with a media frenzy, as I have over the past 2 weeks, is enough to drive anybody out of public office. I am not seeking sympathy with that statement, but I would like to put on the record of the House just how grateful I am to the friends in this House who have expressed support for me personally.
Aaron Gilmore will be replaced by the next name off the National Party's list, while another of the party's list MPs, Stephen Joyce, earned a ticking off from the Speaker, David Carter, also a list MP, for his answer to an opposition question about the government's promise to deliver 170,000 new jobs.
Well, Mr Speaker, firstly I'd say that if I was the opposition, I wouldn't necessarily pick the day to ask that sort of question when they've opposed yet again
order.
The opportunity
order.
To create
order.
1,000 jobs.
Order. Point of order. Order. Would the Minister just start and answer the question? Order!
The statistical battle that always erupts over unemployment figures continued with another question for Mr Joyce from Labor's Deputy Leader Grant Robertson.
How will it be possible for the Minister and the Government to meet their target when there were only 8,000 jobs created in the last year, when projections were that 57,000 jobs were required to be created in order to meet the promise he has just recommitted?
Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Well, Mr Speaker, my understanding is that around 54,000 new jobs were created, according to the court. Employment survey of the last 2 years. But to answer the members' questions more generally, the government is focused on a huge range of things to increase investment in jobs and growth in this economy. And one example from just the last couple of days is the convention centre in Auckland, which the Labor Party and the Green Party have yet again opposed yet another initiative. And I say again, if I were them, I wouldn't have picked today to ask that question.
Mr Joyce's Cabinet colleague, Justice Minister Judith Collins, had a short and sharp answer to this question from the Green MP, Holly Walker.
Does she intend to bring legislation to the House that will implement the recommendations of the MMP review in time for the 2014 election?
Honourable Judith
Mr.
Collins.
Mr Speaker, no.
Judith Collins quoted Holly Walker's own view that any change to the electoral system should be backed by a consensus of all parties. Now, for more from that short valedictory from Aaron Gilmore, here's Rhys Lyon.
Mr Gilmore began by admitting his mistakes.
I behaved rudely to bar staff at the Heritage Hamra Springs Hotel. I behaved badly on that night. Mr Speaker, I have never wanted things to get to this point. I cannot offer any excuses for that conduct or the poor management subsequently.
Mr Gilmore said it had been a rough couple of weeks.
Mr Speaker, over the past 2 weeks, I have gone through the five stages of grief have I have come to terms with resignation, denial, anger, bargaining, depression and acceptance. The stages have not always been in that order and changed hour by hour. At times my anger has been such that I have contemplated utu against my enemies.
But that wasn't to be.
And now that I have the opportunity to lay out on the record of this House, Mr Speaker, it would not dignify this House or me to use unseemly words against others in my final speech here. I know I've angered many people, and if I'm going to seek their forgiveness, I must be prepared to forgive unkind words about me.
Mr Gilmore ended his time in Parliament by going back to where it all began.
When I gave my maiden speech, I quoted George Patton's words, "Lead, follow, or get out of the way for those who will." Well, today, I'm choosing to get out of the way. I'm looking for something new to do. Well, finally, to the one I love, babe, I'm coming home.
Embattled National Party backbencher Aaron Gilmore making a personal explanation to the House in lieu of a valedictory speech following his resignation as an MP.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.